AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is worried the war between Israel and Hamas may spread.
I appeal to all parties and those who have an influence over those parties to avoid any further escalation and spillover.
The Israeli assaults in Gaza continue. The only power plant there ran out of fuel and has been closed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel.
The United States has Israel's back. We have the back of the Israeli people. We have their back today. We'll have it tomorrow. We will have it every day.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the number of Americans killed in the war between Israel and Hamas is up to 22. 17 are unaccounted for.
I think we all need to steel ourselves for the very distinct possibility that these numbers will keep increasing and that we may, in fact, find out that more Americans are part of the hostage pool.
President Biden says he spoke again today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
This attack has brought to the surface the painful memories and scars left by a millennia of anti-Semitism and genocide against the Jewish people. And this moment, we have to be crystal clear. There is no justification for terrorism. No excuse.
Netanyahu and a leading opposition leader have created a wartime cabinet overseeing the fighting. There could be a vote in the full House as early as today. Republicans have nominated Steve Scalise to be the next Speaker of the House.
Our first resolution we pass under Speaker Steve Scalise will be to make it clear that we stand with Israel. The McCall Meeks resolution will be our first order of business.
Republicans have been struggling to nominate a new speaker after the ouster of Kevin McCarthy. The Chief Justice of the Oklahoma Supreme Court is recommending removal of a lower court judge who was caught on camera scrolling through social media and texting during a murder trial. This is AP News. The Federal Trade Commission is proposing a ban on junk fees. President Biden has made the removal of junk fees a priority of his administration. They show up on ticket bills, hotel bills, and utility bills.
It's about simple fairness. You know, folks are being tired of being taken advantage of and being played for suckers.
The proposed rule would prohibit corporations from running up bills with hidden bogus fees and require honest pricing. The president says junk fees may not matter much to the wealthy.
These junk fees can add up hundreds of dollars, weighing down family budgets, making it harder to pay family bills.
Businesses are skeptical the end of junk fees will result in savings. The Chamber of Commerce issued a statement earlier this year saying the Washington knows best approach would lead to fewer choices for consumers and make the economy less competitive. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.